查考圣经的道理。
New Scholars Book can study the words in the Bible.
我们下午继续来谈同心走向信仰复兴之路。
And this afternoon, we'd like to continue to study the topic of walking together to the revival of our faith.
我们早上谈到了我们要信仰复兴，第一步就是要愿意懂得喜爱神的律法。
And this morning we talked about that in order to walk on the revival of our faith, we need to know how to love the words of God.
我们要渴慕，要专注。
We need to focus and we need to thirst after it.
我们需要明白，神话语的意义。
And we need to understand the meaning of his words.
那借此我们可以，得到喜乐，也能够，行走有力量。
And through this, we can receive joy and also strength.
那当我们越明白神的话，我们那个感谢的心、喜乐的心 越来越多。
And the more we know about the words of God, then our heart of thanksgiving and joy will also increase.
那从尼希米记第八章，我们就发现，当百姓明白神的话之后呢，他们有一个表现。
And from Nehemiah chapter 8, we can see after the people understood the words of God, they had an action.
他们想要更进一步的越多，他想要知道越多。
And they wanted to know even more.
我们现在看尼希米记第八章。
Let's turn to Nehemiah chapter 8.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
请读十七节。
Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 17. In verse 17, the whole company that had returned from exile built booths and lived in them.
尼希米记第八章十七节。是吗？是吗？十七节哈、啊，哦，十三，对不起，十三节，对不起。
Verse 13。
十三节。
Verse 13. On the second day of the month, the heads of all families, along with the priests and the Levites, gathered around Ezra, the scribe, to give attention to the words of the law.
你看，这里是他们那个听完这个律法之后的隔一天呢。
And this is on the second day after they heard of the law.
现在是族长、祭司、利未人哈，他们都聚集在以斯拉那里了。
And here, the head of the family, the priests and the Levites all gather around Ezra.
他们要留心听律法上的话。
And they want to give attention to the words of the law.
也就是说，这些是带头的人，他们更进一步想要了解深入一点，到底神的要求有哪些具体我们应该生活上马上要改变的。
And this tells us that these leaders, they wanted to understand after they understood the words, what they need to do to change.
因为有时候我们那个神的话啊，如果不小心会流成一种知识。
And sometimes if we're not careful, the words of God will become just a knowledge to us.
知识是没有错，也会带给我们一些帮助。
And knowledge will give us help.
但是真正有力量不是这个知识本身。
But what gives us strength is not the knowledge itself.
而是因为我们明白神的话之后，yes. 我们会愿意把它行出来，这才是真正的力量。
And it's after we have heard the words of God, we want to practice it. This will give us true strength.
所以信仰真正的精华在我们生活上行出来的部分。
And so our faith will, the most meaningful is when we practice them.
不在于我们到底知道多少。
It's not how much we know.
而是我们行出多少。
But how much we do.
因为我们行出来才真的变成我们的。
Because when we practice it, then it becomes ours.
那现在这些领导人，他们现在想要留心，就是想要更进一步的了解神的话语的。
And here the leaders wanted to learn more about the words of God.
也就是说，他们想要在更深入的去知道他们应该怎么改变他们的生活。
And that is to say, these leaders want to know even more how they should change their life.
那接下去，圣经就记载他们守住棚节。
And then the Bible records that they held the feast of the tent.
因为律法上有写，在七月的时候，他们要用一个星期。大家聚在一起搭帐篷来思想在旷野的日子。
And because according to the laws, they need to spend a week's time to reflect back on the days of the in the desert.
他们听到律法上这样写的时候，他们就想到，那我们怎么都没有这样实行住棚节呢
？And after they heard this, they realized that they have not been practicing this.
所以第十六节
And so in verse 16,
那是百姓就出去就开始捡树枝，要开始来过住棚节了。
And so the people went out and they started collecting branches to build booths.
你看那个他们那个住棚节就是个人在房顶上，在院内，在神殿的院内周围水门宽阔处，以法莲的宽阔处就开始搭棚了。
And so they started building booths in the courtyard, in their own roofs, and at the gates.
因为这个 真的住在帐篷在野外过一个简单的生活不方便的生活了。
And they were trying to live a life of simplicity.
那这些这样的生活会让他们想到，其实回想说他们现在神所赐给他们的这个生活是有多幸福了。
And this will allow them to reflect upon how wonderful their life is.
那这个搭帐篷的日子就是祖先们在旷野的时代所经历的生活。
And the days in living in the tents is what their ancestors has gone through.
那这个生活就是有神同在的生活。
And this life is a life where God abides with them.
以神为中心的生活。
And this is the life where they center around God.
他们当时候在旷野的日子，就是每一天就是看着云柱火柱在行动。
In the days of the desert, they looked on the pillar of fire and cloud.
那每一天就是太阳没有出来以前，就要去捡玛瑙。
And every day before the sun rise, they would need to go collect manna.
啊，如果口渴了，就要求神，从磐石出水给他们解渴。
And when they're thirsty, then they ask God to let water flow from the rock.
所以他们可以不需要去愁吃喝穿的事情。
And so they did not have to worry about their daily needs.
他们在旷野那个时代，四十年衣服没有穿破，鞋子也没坏。
In the 40 years, they have not worn through their clothing or their shoes.
他们真的。整个心思意念都在跟着神走路了。
And their whole mindset has been focused upon God.
那这段时间也是他们跟神最亲密的时候。
And this is also a time where they're closest to God.
因为生活简单了。
Because your life was simple.
他的心思意念都放在神的身上。
And all of their thoughts have been placed upon God.
他就听神借着摩西所讲的话语。
And so they thought that they heard what God has said through Moses.
所以他们每一天都在经历神迹。
So every day they were living in a miracle.
每一天都活在神恩典当中，很喜乐。
And every day they live in the grace of God and they were joyful.
哦，那看到想到他们现在哇，在神的带领底下，可以不再做奴隶，他们现在得到自由了。
And under the guidance of God, they could receive freedom and no longer slaves.
所以这个祝棚节让他们可以去思想神的恩典。
And so the feast of the tents allowed them to reflect upon the grace of God.
他们现在众人说，我们应该要重新过这样的日子啊。
And the people said that they need to live this life again.
哦，所以第十七节来请读。
And so in verse 17, the whole company that had returned from exile built booths and lived in them.From the day of Joshua, son of Nun, until the day of the Israelite had not celebrated like this, and their joy was very great.
哦，这个意思就是说，他们从耶稣亚带领他们进入迦南地之后，百姓没有这样子守过祝棚节的。
And so after Joshua,
一起来守的。
And after Joshua led them into the land of Canaan, the people had never celebrated this feast.
因为通常他们一进入迦南地之后，就各支派就分散住在各自 的产业里面的。
And after they entered the land of Canaan, the tribes separated and lived in their own land.
要全民一起聚集在耶路撒冷，这个很不容易做到的事了。
And for all the people to gather in Jerusalem, this was very difficult.
但是这一次，因为他们归回以后
，But this time after they have returned,
他们剩下的这些百姓哦，还被神保留下来的，回到耶路撒冷已经变少数了。
And those who were kept by the Lord, and were able to return to Jerusalem were few.
你看他们第一次回来的时候，大概五万人而已。
And after the first time they returned, they only had 50,000 people.
那九十年之后，人数其实如果对照第七章记载的那个家谱，增加不了多少。
And after 90 years, we reflect upon the genealogy in chapter 7, they have not increased much.
所以现在他们大家聚集在这个。水门的宽阔处，或是以法莲门的宽阔处，大家就在耶路撒冷城这个区域哈，来祝棚节了。
And so at the gates and at their own home, they started to build booths.
那就看到说，哎，他们现在有一个心了解神的话之后，他们愿意顺服，愿意照着做。
You can see that now they have understood the words of God. They're willing to be obedient and do them.
那这个顺服神的话也带来大大喜乐。
And being obedient to the words of God also bring them great joy.
哇，那这个喜乐，他说是以前所没有经历过的。
And this says here, it says that this joy was something they had never felt before.
那在这个祝棚人当中，你看他们第十八节说，每一天他们都读神的律法书。
And during the days of the day of the feast, in verse 18, it says that they read the law of the law every day.
那这个照律法上啊，祝棚节每一天要献祭啊。
And according to the law, they need to offer sacrifice every day during the feast of the tent.
第八日，然后照例要有筵宿会。
And on the eighth day, according to the regulation, they had an assembly.
那这个所谓筵宿会就是像安息圣日这样子。
And this assembly was like the Sabbath.
就是当作安息圣日 来遵守来享受的。
And it's following according to the Sabbath to enjoy them.
所以他们就是每一天都在听神的话，每一天就在照神的这个要求来生活，来得喜乐。
And so every day they were listening to the words of God and living according to it to receive joy.
我们看到现在众人真的有神的话语之后，已经走上了这个复兴的路了。
And we can see after they have the words of God, they are walking towards a road of revival.
那这个祝棚节给他们一个很大的鼓舞了。
And this Feast of the Tent gave them a great encouragement.
那这个其实到我们今天来看呢、啊，就是类似像我们今天教会定期会举开灵恩布道会啊。
And this is just like our church today. We will have a regular spiritual convocations.
或者是我们的学生，那么青年在寒暑假的时候，固定会有所谓的学生灵恩会或者讲习会。
And our students also have their spiritual convocation during summer and winter.
让他们大家能够聚在一起，有一个比较专心的环境啊，能够不要去忧虑世上的事情，专注在神的话语上。
It's for them to gather together and have a focused environment that they could focus on the words of God.
让他们可以得到力量
，so that they can receive strength.
然后有喜乐的心
，and they have a heart of joy.
然后又可以互相鼓励，有团契
，and they can also encourage one another and have fellowship.
能够真的在主内找到朋友
，they could truly find friends within the Lord.
互相一起来走这条天国路
，and to walk on this path of heavenly kingdom together.
所以会发现说，在信仰上，我们每个人都不会是孤单的。
So we could see in our faith we're never lonely.
那大家走在这个路上啊，就真的会觉得很满足，我们的生命很丰富。
And everyone walking on this path will feel content.
好，所以我们定期的这个聚会，我们的这些啊灵会很重要的。
And so our regular services and spiritual convocation are very important.
一年两次。
And we have them twice a year.
都是我们啊重新思考去调整我们生活的机会。
And these are opportunities for us to reflect and to adjust our lives.
所以我们当教会灵会要到的时候，我们都要准备我们的心呢。
And so when the spiritual convocation is about to come, we need to prepare our hearts.
这样子一年经过一年。
And so after a year,
我们每一个人的心都会一直黏在神身上。
That our every one of our hearts will be on the Lord Jesus.
在这个节期当中，我们都会听比较多的道理。
And during these feasts and convocations, we will hear more of the words of God.
我们就对神的道理就越发喜爱，然后我们越明白神的要求。
Then we'll love the words of God even more and understand His will.
那借这样的一个不断的灵修来装备我们自己，将来可以面对神。
And through these spiritual cultivation, we could prepare ourselves to see God.
哦，因为我们生命每一个人的终点可能不一样，时间不同。
In our life, our end will be different.
哦，但是我们都知道，那一天总是会来到。
But we know that day will one day come.
哎，这个人要去见神，不是按照出生的次序来的。
And our ordering in of seeing God is not according to the order of our birth.
有的最小的弟弟可能最先走。
And some of the youngest may see God first.
哦，所以这个时间只有神知道。
So this time is only known by God.
但是我们每一个人都要这样准备我们自己。
But every one of us must prepare ourselves.
将来可以无愧见主面。
So that we can see God with a clear conscience.
那我们要没有亏欠，就是我们明白神对我们的要求。
And to be without fault, we need to understand what God asks of us.
我们这一辈子真的完成了神托付我们的工作。
And in this life, we truly have completed the work He has commissioned to us.
那这样子，我们见主的时候就是领受公义的冠冕，我们就是真的得到满足了。
And so when we see God, then we will receive the crown of righteousness and receive contentment.
所以这个节期对我们来说，就是每一年定期的提醒。
And so these feasts and convocation is our annual reminder.
有这样的一个实际的遵行神的话语之后。
And if we have truly been following the words of God in this way,
我们发现百姓的心呢，真的被鼓舞起来了。
We can see that the hearts of the people are encouraged.
接下来，他们再做另外一件事情。
And next, they did another thing.
这是对我们今天来说也是非常重要的提醒。
And this is also an important reminder for us today.
请看九章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 9, verse 1. Chapter 9, verse 1. On the 24th day of the same month, the Israelites gathered together, fasting and wearing sackcloth and having dust on their heads.
第二节。
Verse 2. Those of Israelite descent had separated themselves from all foreigners. They stood in their place and confessed their sins and wickedness of their fathers.
第三节.
Verse 3, they stood where they were and read from the book of the law of the Lord their God for a quarter of the day and spent another quarter in confession and worshiping the Lord their God.
那这一段呢, 我们就看到信仰要复兴, 走在这条路上, 接下去,
and here we can see after for their next step in reward their faith, they fasted and prayed.
他们现在回到神的面前, 以一颗破碎的心灵, 要来求神, 加添力量,
and now they have come before the Lord with a broken heart to ask the Lord to ask their strength.
这个月24日就是祝棚节之后两天而已。
And the 24th day of the same month is 2 days after the Feast of the Tents.
那表示这个节期对他们来说真的很有功效。
And so we can see that this feast truly is effective for them.
这以色列人聚集禁食是他们主动发起的, 没有人去push他们说你一定要怎样要怎样,
And the Israelites gathered and fasted by themselves. No one asked them to do this.
那可是每个人现在做法都一致哦, 他们现在身穿麻衣, 头蒙灰尘。
Yeah, but everyone acted in accordance with each other, and they wore sackcloth and had dust on their head.
那表示他们每一个人都带着一个很哀伤的心情来承认他们的罪，要求神来赦免。
And so everyone had a broken heart and asked the Lord to forgive them.
哦，这个穿麻衣、头蒙灰尘啊，这个就是那个类似像他们自己是在一个很哀伤的情况，他们真的要很谦卑，要求神来重新接纳的一种动作了。
And wearing sackcloth and having dust on their head is a act of sorrow.
那这个禁食祷告，这个是百姓主动认为有这样的需要。
And the fasting and praying is what the people thought they needed to do.
哦，那他们用这个方式要祈求神来悦纳他们。
And they use this method to ask the Lord to accept them.
这个叫做撕裂心肠。
And this is to tear their heart apart.
那这个动作能够表明他们真的愿意再一次的跟神更亲近。
And this action tells us that they are willing to draw closer to God.
因为过去他们跟神的心可能没那么近。
And because in the past, they may not have been that close to the Lord.
他们的心本来在哪里呢?
And where were their hearts?
本来他的心是跟这些外邦人连在一起的啦。
And their heart were originally together with the Gentiles.
哦，所以他第二节才说, 以色列人就一切外邦人离绝了。
And so in verse 2, it says that the Israelites separated themselves from all the foreigners.
他们站着承认自己的罪孽和列祖的罪孽。
And they stood and confessed their own sins and the wickedness of their fathers.
也就是说, 他们之前他们的生活跟外邦人没有分别。
And that is to say, before their life was no different from the foreigners.
好像很自然的，我的朋友做什么，我就跟着做。
And very naturally, they did what their friends did.
这个环境，这个社会文化，现在做什么事，我们就跟着做。
And whatever the society did, they will follow.
就是我们的心跟他们是贴在一起的。
And that is, our heart is together with theirs.
但是现在百姓，他们明白神的话以后，
But now, after the people understood the words of God,
他们在神面前 谦卑认罪,
they humbled themselves before the Lord and confessed their sins.
他们要跟这个社会跟外邦的这些习俗有分别。
And they wanted to separate themselves from society and the cultures of the world.
他们愿意跟神更亲近。
They wanted to draw closer to God.
那所以这一个认罪悔改跟神亲近的这个动作， 表明他们现在下定一个决心。
And so the action of repenting and fasting, this tells us that they made a determination.
只有跟神更亲近，他们才有办法得到力量。
And they can only gain strength when drawing closer to God.
他们也才有办法过一个新的生活。
Then they can live a new life.
这个时候，他们才有可能有新的开始。
And only then can they have a true new beginning.
那不然，那个节期过了还是一样。
Or else after the feast has passed, and they will still be the same.
哦，今天就好像我们有时候如果没有准备我们的心呢。
And so today, if we have not prepared our hearts,
灵会过了还是一样啊。
And after spiritual convocation passed, we'll still be the same.
有时候我们会觉得说，啊，灵会好累啊。
And sometimes we'll think that the spiritual convocation is too tiring.
我们会觉得说，好像例行公事，每一年就这样办。
And it seems like it's a formality that we do this every year.
其实灵会真的是对我们来说很重要。But
in reality, spiritual convocation is truly important for us.
我们如果能够借着神的话语来调整我们的生活，
And if we can follow and adjust our life according to the words of God,
你就发现我们生活当中 有一些缺陷需要求神赦免的。
Then you will find that there are some faults in your life that needs to be forgiven by the Lord.
那他们现在在神面前愿意认罪的。
And now they're willing to confess before the Lord.
那个时候还是大家聚在一起哦。
And now everyone's still together.
第三节说哈。
In verse 3, it says,
那一日啊，他们四分之一站在自己的地方，念神的律法书啊。
It says that they read from the book of the law of the Lord for a quarter of the day.
这是白日的四分之一啊。
And that means a quarter of a daylight.
三个小时。
For about 3 hours.
念神的书。
They read the book of the law of the Lord.
那另外四分之一呢？他说站着承认自己的罪，敬拜神。
And another quarter they spend in confession, worshiping the Lord.
所以表示他们会祷告。
And this means that they were praying.
所以禁食祷告一定还要配合上神的话语。
And so in fasting and praying must also be accompanied by reading the words of God.
所以这样一个谦卑的心哦，真的神是蒙神悦纳的。
And so this heart of humility is acceptable to the Lord.
你看，所以神哦，他是看我们的心呢。
And so God sees our heart.
神看破碎的心灵。
And God will see a broken heart.
我们现在看以赛亚书五十七章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 57.
以赛亚书五十七章。
Isaiah 57.
第十五节。
Verse 15.Isaiah 57 verse 15, For this is what the high and lofty one says, He who lives forever, whose name is holy, I live in a high and holy place, but also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit.
第十六节。
And verse 16, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart contrite.
十六节。
And verse 16, I will not accuse forever, nor will I be angry, for then the spirit of man will grow faint before me,The breath of man I have created.
好，你看，这里就提到说，神他要与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居。
And here it says God will be with those who are contrite and lowly in spirit.
当我们有这样一个认罪悔改的心，神就要让我们的灵重新苏醒。
And so when we have this heart of confession, then God will revive our hearts.
那神他是不会长久怀恨，不会怀怒的。
And God will not be angry forever.
他要让我们每一个人都能够亲近他的。
He wants every one of us to draw close to him.
所以神的心呢，其实就要看我们的心是否转向他，他要相对的回应我们。
And so God will see whether our heart has turned to him, and he will answer us in the same way.
所以百姓呢，他们现在祷告，然后读神的话语。
And so the people now are praying and reading the words of God.
那这个祷告接下去就是。第九章从第四节以后，就是这些祭司立位人带领整个会众一起的祷告。
And from chapter 9 verse 4 onwards, with the Levites and the priests led the people in prayer.
那这第九章尼希米记九章的祷告非常完整。
And the prayer in Nehemiah chapter 9 is very complete.
这个祷告就是在诗篇在旧约圣经除了诗篇之外，有关于在神面前认罪悔改。最完整的一篇祷告词。
And this prayer, aside from the prayers in Psalms, is the most complete prayer in confessing one's sins.
它这篇祷告就是我们今天在祷告的时候，我们一定要具备有的内容。
And the content of this prayer is what we should have in our prayers today.
我们如果能够学习这样的祷告
，If we can learn from this prayer,
我们发现我们的祷告让我们得到力量。
We'll find that our prayer will give us strength.
祷告之后，我们会得到喜乐。
And after our prayer, we'll receive joy.
祷告之后，我们会立志改变。
And after our prayer, we'll be determined to change.
那神也一定帮助我们走在这个复兴之路。
And God will also help us to walk on this path of revival.
第九章的祷告可以分几个部分。
And the prayer in chapter 9 can be split into several sections.
从第五节开始到第十五节。
From verse 5 to verse 15.
这一段就是这个。歌颂神，赞美神的内容。
And this is the content of praising the Lord.
因为第五节他们祷告一开头的时候就承认神他独一的存在。
And so in the beginning of verse 5, when they began the prayer, they recognized him as the one true God.
神是创造天地万物一切的主宰。
And God is the one who made the heavens and the earth.
他是我们的创造主。
And he is the creator.
这个世界。都是由他来的。
And this world came from him.
天上的天，海里面的东西，空中的飞鸟，每一切受造物都是从他造的。
And the highest heaven and the deepest seas were all created by him.
所以先歌颂神的创造。
And so first they praise the creation of the Lord.
我们的生命也是从神来的。
Our life also comes from the Lord.
今天神如果没有保守我们的命。
And today, if God has not kept our life,
我们只可能一个车祸我们就去了。
And we may have lost it in just one accident.
但是有神的保守啊。
But with the protection of God. 因为有时候遇到
危难的时候，神就拯救我们。
And so sometimes when we encounter difficulties, God will rescue us.
我最近听了几位信徒在开车的时候遇到意外。
And we heard some members that have encountered car accidents.
被撞了。
And they were hit by others.
那感谢神，那被撞的时候这个身体都没受伤。
And we thank the Lord that after the accident, they were not injured.
就是当然被撞的时候都是一个震惊啊。
And of course, when you're hit, you'll be surprised.
有时候不要说被撞，光是心理的冲击就很大。
And sometimes you may have some emotional impact.
就被撞以后，开车就会怕怕的。
And sometimes after an accident, you'll be afraid when you drive.
有的是在高速公路上面。
And some of this happen on the freeway.
有的是在这个住家，这个巷子里面。
And some happen on the residential streets.
有的是在那个 parking lot 的地方。
And some happen in the parking lot.
就是会有意外。
And the accidents do happen.
被撞到。
And they were hit.
但是感谢神，神都保守平安。
But we thank the Lord that the God has kept them.
有的车子当然会受损。
And their car will also be damaged.
但是感谢神，那个我们弟兄姐妹都平安没事。
But we thank the Lord that the brothers and sisters are all fine.
所以真的，我们的神他是随时在看顾我们的。
And so truly, our God is protecting us.
所以我们要常常去歌颂神的给我们生命，保守我们的平安。
We need to praise the Lord for giving us life and giving us peace.
所以我们要养成一个习惯。
So we need to build a habit.
我们要出门要做事以前。
And before we go out of our house or do something,
都先跪下来祷告。
We need to kneel down and pray.
那这样子，我们一方面求神保守，也一方面让我们可以更警醒。
And on the one hand, we ask the Lord to protect us. On the other hand, we're more cautious.
我们不可以这样子粗心大意，什么事情都不在乎，然后期待神来拯救我脱离危险。
And we cannot let down our guard and ask God to deliver us from difficulties.
我们自己本身也一定要很小心。
We also need to be cautious ourselves.
那我们注意不到的地方，神就会给我们 cover， 神就保护我们。
And what we cannot see, God will cover us.
所以要常常感谢神。
And so we need to often thank the Lord.
这就是他祷告内容的第一项。
And this is the first point in the content of the prayer.
接下来呢，从第七节到第八节。
From verse 7 to verse 8.
他这个歌颂神呢，他就提到一点，就是他感谢神拣选的恩典。
And here they thank the Lord for choosing them.
你看，我们来看第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
第七节。
In verse 7, you are the Lord God who chose Abraham and brought him out of Ur of the Chaldeans and named him Abraham.In verse 8, you found his heart faithful to you, and you made a covenant with him to give to his descendants the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Jebusites, and Girgashites. You have kept your promise because you are righteous.
你看他这里特别提到说啊，你是主神，你是唯一的自由拥有的神。
And here it says that you are the Lord God.
你曾拣选亚伯兰。
And you have chose Abraham.
亚伯兰意思就是尊贵的父亲。
And Abraham means the honorable father.
那你神，你把他改名叫做亚伯拉罕。
And then you change his name to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕意思就是多国的父亲。
And Abraham means the father of all nations.
所以从一个孩子的父亲变成多国的父亲。
So from the father of one, you become the father of many.
这就是神拣选的开头。
And this is the beginning of his choosing.
有神这个拣选，他们接下去才有以色列这个神的选民这一族。
And because God has chosen them, that they were able to become the Israelites.
神不只拣选，神还给他们应许的美地。
And not only has God chosen them, but He promised them, gave them the promised land.
这些都在他祷告的歌颂里面。
And these were all in the praises of their prayer.
然后神拣选之后，他接下去感谢神救赎他们脱离为奴之地。
And after they praised him, they also thank him for delivering them from slavery.
所以在他的歌颂当中，他赞美感谢神的救赎恩典。
And so in their praise, they also thank the Lord for his salvation.
这是从第九节到第十二节，就是都在讲神的救赎。
And from verse 9 to verse 12 talks about the salvation of God.
到了第十三节。
And from verse 13 onwards,
他就歌颂神赐给他们这些宝贵的教训。
And they praise the Lord for giving them these wonderful teachings.
因为有神的这些律法，他们才知道，他们生活才有准则。
Because of the laws of God that they have regulation in their life.
神所给他们的不是要束缚他们的生活。
And what God has given them is not to restrict their
lives. 而是神给他们这个让他们可以得福气的这些一条路。
But God has given them a way to receive blessing.
所以神赐给他们的这个律法，我们看第十三节。
And so let's read verse 13, the law that God has given them. In verse 13, you came down Mount Sinai, you spoke to them from heavens. You gave them regulations and laws that are just and right, and decrees and commands that are good.
这里说神降临跟他们讲话。
And it says God has come down to talk to them.
是给他们正直的典章。
And to give them laws and regulations that are just.
真实的律法。
And a true laws.
美好的条例和诫命。
And wonderful decrees.
那这个其实就在说明这个整个神的话语的真正功用。
And so this is telling us the true efficacy of the words of God.
它是正直真实的。
It is right and just.
它是美好的，对，要给我们恩典的。
And it's good and it will give us blessings.
神把他这个话讲明白，让我们可以了解。
And God has spoken clearly so that we can understand.
又赐给我们安息圣日。
And He has given us the holy Sabbath.
在这一天能够领受，去回味神的话语。
So on this day we can receive and to reflect upon the words of God.
每一周都一个机会去听神的话。
And so every week we have opportunity to hear the words of God.
这个就是神给的祝福。
And this is the blessing of God.
所以你说。这个世界上有哪一个民族是这么蒙福的？
And so, which of the nations is so blessed?
有神的直接的这个话语讲给他们听。
That they have the words of God spoken directly to them.
所以他就感谢神，他们今天有这个话语可以一起来思想，来遵行。
And so they thank the Lord that they have these words so that they can share among one another.
第十五节，他感谢里面的第四点就是神养育他们。
And the fourth point in their prayer is that they thank the Lord for raising them.
好，所以第十五节，你看神从天上赐下粮食，充他们的饥，从磐石死水流出来解他们的渴。
So in verse 15, God gave them bread from heaven and water through the rock.
然后又吩咐他们进去那个应许美地。
And told them to go in to take possession of the promised land.
所以他们的整个生命都是神在维护的，那神在供给他们的。
And so their whole life is being maintained by the Lord.
这个就是我们今天祷告的时候我们要感谢的。
And this is something that we need to give thanks for in our prayer.
我们如果先能够这样感谢祷告。
And if we can give thanks in our prayer in this
way. 祷告当中就充满喜乐了。
Then our prayer will be full of joy.
想到神给我们的恩典，我们就只能够有说不尽，我们就心里就会偷笑，你知道吗？
And when we think about the grace that God has given us, we can't help but to be joyful.
我们越想会越感谢的。
And the more you think about it, the more thankful you will be.
那在这个感谢当中呢
？And in this thankfulness,
我们会发现我们自己是有时候是不配的。
We may find that we're not worthy.
所以在第九章的祷告，他感谢歌颂之后，接下去就认罪悔改。
And so in the prayer of chapter 9, after they have praised and gave thanks, they confess their sins.
所以从十六节开始到第三十一节，都是他们认罪的祷告。
And so from verse 16 to 31 is the confession of their sins.
他就回顾他们过去祖先的错误。
They started to reflect upon the mistakes of their forefathers.
他们并没有去真的遵行神的话语。
That they did not truly follow the words of God.
所以从第十六节开始，有一些句子哈。不断重复的出现。
And so from verse 16 onwards, there were some phrases that continue to be repeated.
这个就是我们今天会犯罪，然后会失落平安喜乐的原因呢。
And this is the reason why after we sin, we'll lose our heart of joy and peace.
就是我们人对神的话，不听从，不顺服。
And that's because we refuse to listen and to follow His words.
那认罪，这个认罪的内容当中，就一直在重复这些当时候他列祖以及他们自己本身的表现。
And in their confession of their sins, they continue to repeat the mistakes that they have made.
比如说，我们现在看第十六节。
So let's read, for example, verse 16.
第十六节，请读。
In verse 16, but they, our forefathers, became arrogant and stiff-necked and did not obey your commands.
十七节。
Verse 17, they refused to listen and failed to remember the miracles you performed among them. They became stiff-necked and in their rebellion appointed a leader in order to return to their slavery.But you are a forgiving God, gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. Therefore, you do not desert them.
你就看到他就开始讲百姓他们是行事狂傲。
And here you can see that they were arrogant.
他们硬着颈项不听从神的诫命。
They were stiff-necked and did not obey his commands.
不肯顺从那个神借着先知所讲话语。
And they refused to follow the words spoken by the prophets.
也不纪念神所为他们做的事。
And did not remember the miracles that God has performed for them.
通通都是悖逆的行为了。
And these are acts of rebellion.
从往后一直看，你就会一直看到这个他们在认罪里面就一直强调。我们过去真的都 不懂了，要听你的话。
And you can see that they continue to emphasize that in the past they do not understand the word of God.
不遵守神 的律法。
They do not follow the law of God.
也不听从神借着他的仆人所讲的。
And they do not listen to what God has spoken through his servants.
硬着颈项。
And they were stiff-necked.
所以有时候我们有时候神给我们发生一些事情，就是要给我们提醒的。
And so sometimes God allows things to happen to us to give us a reminder.
所以说有时候我们碰到一些意外。
And so sometimes we may encounter accidents.
我们如果有够警觉的时候，
if we are cautious,
我们就要注意去反省我们的生活。
Then we need to reflect upon our life.
是否神在提醒我们什么事？
Is it God reminding us of something?
这个事情要我们自己想。
And this is something that we need to think about ourselves.
不能够等别人来告诉我们。
We cannot wait for others to tell us.
因为当别人来告诉我们的时候，我们就会认为说别人在驾驭我们。
Because when
Because
when others remind us, and we may feel that they are criticizing us.
不是，有时候别人可能善意的提醒。
But sometimes they may be trying to remind.
但是当我们自己不会警醒的时候，我们就认为说别人讲这个话很难听。
But when we're not cautious ourselves, we may not be amiable to be reminded.
但其实这个每一件事情对我们都有益处的。
But sometimes all these things are beneficial to us.
所以当我们自己会想的时候，
so when we're thinking for ourselves,
我们就会发现我们的缺失。
Then we'll find our own fault.
我们可以借着读了神的话语来做相对的调整。
Then we could make adjustments in reading the words of God.
所以我们的生命就会越来越跟神亲近了。
And so our life will be closer and closer to God.
我们绝对不会落到那个离弃神了我们还不知道的地步。
Then we will not come to the point where we depart from God and not know it.
因为在这一段他在讲这个认罪的祷告里面，他提出一个对比。
And so here in this prayer confession, they made a contrasting point.
就是面对那个百姓他们不听从、不顺服、悖逆的这个状态下，神怎么回应他们
？And under a condition where the people are rebellious, how does God answer them?
你看神的做法就是神不离弃他们。
And here we can see that God did not desert them.
神他不永远发怒。
And God will not be angry forever.
在刚才我们读的第十七节嘛。
And this is what we read in verse 17.
他就说神是有恩典有怜悯，不轻易发怒的。
And it says that God is gracious, compassionate, and slow to anger.
你看他有丰盛的慈爱，他是不丢弃他们的。
And he is abounding in love and will not desert them.
那神在第十九节他说
，In verse 19, God said,
他们在旷野的那些悖逆的行为哈
，That the acts of rebellion in the desert,
神还是大发怜悯呢
，And God still had mercy upon them.
他说在旷野的时候哈，不丢弃他们，云柱火柱都不离开他们。
That he did not abandon them in the desert, and the pillar of cloud and fires continues to guide them.
我们就看到神真的是很有耐心。
So we can see God is patient.
当人悖逆他，神不离不弃的。
And when people rebelled against him, God did not forsake them.
继续的发慈爱，发怜悯。
And he continued to be gracious towards them.
这个就是你看神的特质。
And this is the character of God.
神他并没有因为人的这些错误，然后就把人丢得不管。
And God did not abandon the people because of their mistakes.
所以这一段话，你看第三十一节。
So if we read verse 31,
他们就这样按着历史这样一直悔改，一直想到他们现在的情形。
And they gone back through history and continue to think about what they're doing today.
神啊，你大发怜悯，你不全然灭绝他们，不丢弃他们，因为你是有恩典有怜悯的神。
And God, you have great mercy. You did not put an end to them, abandon them, because you are a gracious and merciful God.
那他现在接下去呢？他们真的共同承认说，我们因为不遵守你的话，我们今天落到遭大难的情况里。
And they now comes to a point where they realize that they did not obey his words, and this caused them to have a great tribulation.
从32节你就看到那个神兴起这些外敌来攻打他们。
And from verse 32, we can see that God has raised up a strong enemy to attack them.
当神容忍百姓的时候，他们都不会珍惜。
And when God had mercy upon them, they did not treasure this.
哦，所以第三十二节、三十五节啊。
So in verse 35,
我们在还在你的你所赐的地上沾你恩典的时候，哈、啊，我们竟然都不懂得来侍奉你，也不转离他们的恶行。
And while we're still in your grace, we did not serve you, and we did not turn from evil.
那我们现在做了奴隶了。
And so now they were a slaves.
所以他现在那个祷告到最后说，第三十六节说，看呐、啊，我们在这个地上做了奴仆了。
And in verse 36, in their conclusion of the prayer, they said, "See, we are slaves today."
我们现在被这些列强任意的辖制，我们遭了大难。
And now we're in great tribulation, with these enemies.
哦，所以这个时候我们就看到百姓他们要复兴哦，他们的做法，禁食祷告之后，他们确实认罪。
And here we can see that the people, in order to revive their faith, they fasted and prayed and confessed their sins.
确实认罪，接下去一定有相对的作为。
And once they confess their sins, it will have some actions.
所以我们说悔改是。很后悔过去所做的，但是之后一定要改过来。
And so we say that, and we confess our sins, and we're regretful of the things we have done, but we need to change.
所以他们接下去第三十啊第九章的第三十八节。
And so in chapter 9, verse 38.
请读。
In verse 38, in view of all things of this, we are making a binding agreement, putting it in writing, and our leaders, our Levites, and our priests are affixing their seals to it.
他们说我们现在要立确实的约。
And so here we need to make an agreement.
也就是说，神啊，我们再一次跟你立约啊。
And they want to have a covenant with God.
这个立约就是有契约的、哦。
And this covenant is binding.
那契约我们来签名。
And they need to place their seal on it.
那签名表示我这个事情是我说的，我愿意做到。
And once they put the seals on it, they agree to do them.
他们愿意顺服，重新听从神，顺服神。
And they are willing to be obedient to God once again.
对他们所讲的话，他们愿意负责任。
And they're willing to be responsible for the words they speak.
哦，所以我们如果看第九章，他们要真的走向复兴，这几个动作是不可少的。
And so we can see in chapter 9, if they want to be on the world to revival, they need to do these.
就是要禁食祷告。
First, they need to fast and pray.
要懂得。来赞美神，歌颂神的恩典。
They need to know how to praise the grace of the Lord.
要懂得来承认自己的过错。
They need to know how to confess their sin.
第四个，要愿意顺服，愿意负责。
And fourth, they need to be willing to be obedient and to take responsibility.
那第八章我们看到就是那个前提，就是他们会愿意喜爱、渴慕神的话语。
And so in chapter 8, we can see that the prerequisite is that they need to love the words of God.
他们一定要先对神的话语明白。
First, they need to understand the words of God.
接下去才有这个这些动作，这些祷告。
And then they will have these actions.
祷告完之后，哎，他们现在要立约。
And after the prayer, they want to make a covenant.
那立约的内容就在第十章里面了。
And the content of the covenant is in chapter 10.
因为这个是众人大家一起的哦。
Because this is something that all the people agree to.
所以第十章哦，他这个签名八十四个名字都是这些带头的人。
And so in chapter 10, this covenant has 84 names who are all the leaders.
那除了这些签名的以外，还有一些是用启示的方式来表明他们负责任的态度。
And aside from the giving their seal, some use a swearing to profess their commitment.
那这个是第十章的第三二十八节。
And this is in chapter 10, verse 28.
那么请看二十八读二十八节。
In chapter 10, verse 28.The rest of the people, priests, Levites, gatekeepers, singers, temple servants, and all who separated themselves from the neighboring people for the sake of the law of God, together with their wives and all their sons and their daughters, were able to understand.
29.
In verse 29, all these now join their brothers and nobles and bind themselves with a curse and an oath to follow the law of God, given through Moses, the servant of God, and to obey carefully all the commands, regulations, and decrees of the Lord our God.
你看这里，这些签名的人之外呢，这些祭司立位人守门的，就是这些工作人员，这个在圣殿服事的人，以及百姓能够明白的，通通一起来。
And here it says the gatekeepers, singers, and all those who understand came together.
包括他们的妻子儿女，跟规划进入神的国度的这些外邦人。
And including their wives, their sons, and all those who are taken into the kingdom of God.
他们都跟随这些。这些领导人就是这些签名的贵族官长们。
And all of them followed those who gave their seal.
他们现在发咒起誓要遵行神的话语。
And now they have made a promise to follow the words of God.
他们说我们要遵行神一切的诫命、典章、律例。
And they said that we'll follow all the regulations and decrees of the Lord.
也就是说，对神的吩咐的话是全部遵守，而不是选那个我要遵守的部分而已。
And they will completely obey all of the commands.
我们有时候对神的话，我们会选择性的遵守。
And sometimes we'll be selective in what we obey.
这个我做得到，所以我没问题。
And we will say we could do this, so this is no problem.
这个部分我做不到，对不起。
But I cannot do that, so we're sorry.
所以我们有时候对神的话，我们不够真心呢。
And so sometimes we're not focused enough on the words of God.
我们说我们要对神忠心是全部了。
And when we are loyal to God, we need to be completely loyal.
我们做不到的部分就要求神帮助了。
What we cannot do, we need to ask the Lord to help us.
有些神的要求对我们来说很简单。
And some of the requests of God to us is very simple.
但是当我们觉得很困难的时候，
But when we feel that something is difficult,
我们不能够把神的话就放在旁边。
We cannot put aside the words of God.
我们既然知道我们不行，就要靠神。
And if we know we cannot do them, then we need to ask God to help us.
当我们有愿意这样遵行的心，神就帮助我们可以遵行。
And when we have this heart to follow, then God will help us to follow.
但是当我们的心不愿意完全遵行神的吩咐的时候，
But when our heart is not willing to completely follow His words,
我们一定会为自己找到很多借口。
Then we'll find many excuses for ourselves.
这个就是因为怎么样，所以我没办法做。
And it's because of this or that I cannot do this.
然后接下来我们就会想到说啊，神啊，你是很怜有怜悯，有你了解我的苦衷啊，你不会跟我追究的啦。
And we'll start to think that God is merciful and He will not come after us for this.
有时候我们就替神讲话了。
And sometimes we'll speak for God.
但是神真的这样讲吗？
But does God really say? Did God really say this?
我们以后就知道。
Then we'll know in the future.
当神在审判坛前问我们的时候
，When God is asking us on the judgment
throne, 那时候我们再来跟他 argue 吧。
Then at that time we could argue with him.
可是那个时候已经太迟了。
By that time it'd be too late.
已经没有办法再改变任何事。
There's nothing we can do to change things.
但其实已经神应许了。
But God has already promised.
但是我们做不到的。
What we cannot do.
我们如果愿意依靠他。
If we're willing to depend on Him.
说在神没有难成的事情。
That in God there's nothing that is impossible.
每一句话从神口中出来的都带着能力。
And every word that comes from God carries with it strength.
所以我们如果愿意遵行他的话语。
And so if we're willing to follow His words.
我们就会发现越来越简单。
Then we'll find that it will be easier and easier.
因为神可以改变我们周围的环境。
Because God can change our environment.
更重要的是神可以改变我们的心。
And most importantly, God can change our
heart. 所以我们可以真的在生活上做调整的。
And so we can truly make adjustments in our life.
好，那这个他们当时立约的内容是什么？
And so what is the content of the covenant?
有三件事情。
There's three things.
是我们也今天可以做的。
It's something that we can do today.
第十章的第三十节。
And in chapter 10, verse 30.
请读。
Verse 30, we promise not to give our daughters in marriage to the people around us or take their daughters for our sons.
这个就是从婚姻着手。
And this is a beginning with marriage.
表示他们当时候百姓，他们回归之后，他们的婚姻就是跟这些外邦人混杂。
And after these people returned, they married the foreigners.
这个一直都是百姓的这个毛病哦，长久以来都改不掉的。
And this has been an issue with the people for a long time.
因为在第十三章，在几年之后，我们会看到这个问题再重新出现。
And because in chapter 13, after a few years, we see this problem arise again.
这一点不容易。
Because this is not easy.
特别当神的选民是少数的时候。
Especially when the chosen one of God is the minority.
现实的问题就是说，我们的青年，我们的孩子，去哪里找对象来结婚呢？
And the practical issue is that our youths and our children, who will they look to for marriage?
如果不要跟不信人来结亲啊，请在主里面找谁呢？
And if we cannot seek a spouse with a non-believers, then who should we find within the church?
其实神一定有办法。
Then God, because God will have a way.
那我们也要看到这个需要。
And we need to see this need.
所以我们要传福音就是这样子。
And this is why we need to preach the gospel.
我们发现我们主内的信徒太少。
When we find that our members are too few.
我们当我们关心我们儿女的婚姻的时候。
When we're worried about the marriage of our children.
我们就要拓展这个神国的领域。
Then we need to expand the kingdom of God.
让这些青年能够积极的对青年传福音。
And we can actively preach to the youth.
让教会里面的青年，他们以后婚姻的对象可以变更多选择，就是有更多青年是来信主的。
And so we can expand the opportunity for the youths.
那所以我们有时候会发现说啊，我们青年找不到了。
And sometimes we may feel that our youth will have no spouse within the church. 其实这是一个现象，
这是一个事实。
And this is a fact.
那反映我们对年轻人的宣道做得不够多。
And this reflects upon that we have not done enough in preaching to youth.
所以当我们关心儿女的婚姻的时候，
So when we have concerns about the marriage of our children,
同时我们一定要积极地对青年做宣道工作。
At the same time, we need to actively preach to our youth.
我们最近我们看到来信主的慕道的大部分都是成年人。
And we can see that recently, those who have come to seek the truth are all adults.
甚至都是年纪大的。
And they may all be advanced in age.
有的是生病的。
And some are ill.
当然这些人都很需要神啊。
Of course, these people need God.
但是我们就发现我们缺少了一些年轻人的慕道朋友。
But we can see that we are lacking in a young truth seeker.
这个现象如果我们要改变。
If this does not change.
我们久了会发现我们教会的青年越来越难在主内找到适当对象。
And we can find that our youths will be harder for them to find a spouse within the church.
有时候我们自己的青年留不住。
And sometimes we cannot keep our own youth.
那当然这是有另外的问题。
And this is another problem.
可是就会发现，当我们没有去传福音的时候
，But we can find that when we're not preaching the gospel,
我们自己的信仰也保不住。
And our faith, we cannot keep them ourselves.
我们教会的青年越难。越来越不容易在主内找到对象了。
It will be harder and harder for youths to find a spouse within the
church. 所以，与其一直花很多时间去跟他们撮合啊，去介绍啊，然后去用了很多的功夫啊。
And instead of spending a lot of time in trying to introduce them to other brothers and sisters within the church,
其实更积极的做法应该是对青年学生传福音。
But what we must do more actively is to preach. To students and youths.
所以我们在座，我们家长，我们的孩子还小，我们孩子将来都会面对这个问题。
And our parents, among us today may have young children, but they will face this problem in the future.
我们一定要这个自觉。
We need to have this realization.
愿意用我们的机会，神赐给我们的机会，对这些青年学生，我们所接触到的人，来跟他们传福音。
And to use the opportunity that God has given us to preach to the youths and the students.
带他们来教会。
And to bring them to church.
让他们看到在神国里面保守圣洁是多么好。
And to let them see that it is good to keep their purity within the
kingdom of God. 能够真的享受在神里面所祝福的婚姻。
That they can truly enjoy a blessed marriage in the Lord.
有在主里面的婚姻，有神在做主的婚姻，才是有保障的婚姻。
Because a marriage that is guaranteed by the Lord is one that that is sure.
不然这个世代有时候结婚哦，没几年就婚了。
Or else in this generation, sometimes. In the marriage after a few years of a divorce.
因为结婚离婚好像这边很普通了。
Because it seems normal to marry and to divorce.
这个不合再去换一个。
If you're not getting along with this, then we change.
让整个社会、整个那个家庭的观念瓦解掉。
And this concept of a family has disintegrated in our society.
所以他这里特别提到一个地点，一个做法，就是在婚姻上，他们真的要持守住神的原则。
And so here it says that they will hold on to the principle of God in marriage.
第二个，请看第三十一节。
And second, in verse 31, when the neighboring people bring merchandise or grain to sell on Sabbath, we will not buy from them on the Sabbath or on any holy day. Every seventh year, we'll forego working the land and will cancel all debts.
哦，你看这里提到他们说安息日哈，我们不会跟那些，即使他们有来卖我东西，我们都不会去买。
And here it says that if they offer things for sale on Sabbath, we will not buy them.
那表示他们的生活方式要改变。
It means that they need to change the way of their life.
他们本来可能在安息日是觉得反正无所谓啊。
And some,
有人来买 on sale 就去买啊。
Originally, they may think that it is okay and normal for them to do business on Sabbath.
每一天、每一年都工作。
And they will work every year.
每逢第七年不耕种就是安息年的教导。
And the seventh year, they will forego all working the land.
表示当时候他们对安息日、对神的律法的这个精神，他们没办法持守住。
And this tells us that they were not able to hold on to the laws or the concept of Sabbath.
他们的生活跟一般没有信的人没有什么差别了。
And their life is no different from those who do not believe.
但是现在他们说我们要改变。
But now they say they will change.
所以这个生活方式不一样，新的价值观念了。
And so they will have a new way of life, a new value.
也真的，今天我们有时候我会看到很多商店，他们在安息日特别做一些什么促销的活动，不是吗？
And sometimes we'll see on Saturday, some stores may have sales.
我们会不会心动呢？
Will we be moved?
我们的价值观念 是在神的身上还是在这个社会上呢？
Is our value on this society or on God?
他们这个这里立约的内容其实说明他们愿意改变他们的生活方法。
And here this content of the agreement says that they were willing to change the way of their life.
要调整他们的价值观念跟神的真理一致。
They will adjust their value so that it aligns with God.
这是他们第二项立约的内容。
And this is the second point in their agreement.
他们重视安息日。
That they will emphasize the Sabbath.
重视神所认为对的事。
And they will emphasize the things that God sees as right.
第三个。
And the third.
从第三十二节开始一直到最后。
And from verse 32 onwards.
哦，三十九节。
To verse 39.
我们现在看三十九节。
Let's read verse 39. 39. The people of Israel, including the Levites, are to bring their contributions of grain, new wine, and oil to the storeroom, where the articles of the sanctuary are kept, and where the ministering priests and gatekeepers and singers stay. We will not neglect the house of our God.
这里简单来说，就是他们不离弃神的殿。
And simply speaking, it says that they will not forsake the house of God.
他们要重新跟神建立新的关系。
And they want to reestablish a relationship with God.
那要建立跟神的关系，就是从关心神的殿开始。
And to reestablish relationship with God comes from a caring for the house of God.
这个跟神建立新的关系，就是他不离弃神的殿。
And they reestablish relationship with God by not leaving his house.
因为这一段里面九次提到神的殿、神的家这个字眼。
And because in the section they mention 9 times the house of God.
这当中就提到奉献的事。
And here it also talks about offering.
神的殿需要的开销，我们一定要想到我们的责任。
And the expenses of the house of God, we need to be feel responsible for it.
我们愿意将神所赐给我们的，然后回报神的，来能够奉献给神。
And we're willing to take what God has given us and repay Him.
所以他提到这些奉献的事。
And so here it talks about offerings.
初熟的，这个头生的属神的。
And the firstborn and the first fruits belong to God.
他们提到奉献十分之一的事。
And they talk about offering tithe.
目的就是要让神的殿、神的家有粮，让神在神殿供职的人可以专心的工作。
And this purpose is so that there's grain in the house of God, and those who serve Him can focus on serving.
那这个立约内容很实际。
And this agreement is very practical.
所以今天我们要真的让我们的信仰复兴起来。
And so today, if we want to revive our faith,
让我们一起从尼希米记这几章内容来做一个重新的开始。
And so let's start with a new beginning from the book of Nehemiah.
我们把它做一个总整理。
And we, if we make a conclusion of all this,
我们如果今天愿意让我们的信仰重新体验到神给我们力量，让我们的信仰复兴。
And if we're willing to experience the strength of our faith and the revival of our faith,
第一个步骤，我们一定要喜爱神的律法。
The first thing we need to do is to love His words.
我们能够在神的话语上，在圣经上下功夫。
We're willing to exert effort in studying His words and studying the Bible.
让我们可以真的得到喜乐。
And so that we can truly receive joy.
会喜爱来阅读神的话。
And we'll find joy in reading His words.
接下来第二步。
And second,
我们愿意在祷告上下功夫，禁食祷告。
That we're willing to put work in prayer and fast and pray.
哦，在祷告当中来从神领受，支取这个从上头来的力量。
And, and through prayer, we receive strength from above.
表明我们在神面前真正要改变的心智。
And to manifest our heart to change before God.
第三个。
And third.
我们就要真的在祷告里面，在我们的思想上中时常感谢神的恩典。
And that we need to give thanks for the grace of the Lord in our prayer.
第四个。
And fourth.
我们愿意顺服，负责我们在神面前所讲过的话，我们愿意有这个心智来更亲近神。
And that we are willing to make a determination to be responsible for our words and to draw close to God.
把我们自己献在神面前。
And to offer ourselves to the Lord.
让我们的心能够联系在神的家里。
And so that our heart can be tied to the house of God.
我们能够把神所赐给我们的来回报给神。
That we're willing to give, repay what God has given us.
借此来表达我们对神的敬拜。
And to through this we express our respect for God.
源源不绝的领受从神来的力量跟神的喜乐。
And that we will continue to receive His grace and His joy.
愿我们都能够这样子来重新得到复兴。
May we all do this and be revived.
我们教会在新的年度里面，这些新的圣工呢，我们一起来参与，一起来 得到神的祝福。
And then this new year, we can continue to participate and receive the joy of the Lord.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
418.